It's time for Pageant Talk Radio with Valerie Hayes, the Pageant Coach. This is the show that will inform and inspire you as you prepare for your next pageant competition while helping you develop life skills that transcend pageantry. Now, here's the host of Pageant Talk Radio, Valerie Hayes.
Hello and welcome to Pageant Talk Radio, and thanks so much for listening. I'm Valerie Hayes, the Pageant Coach, and we're going to spend today's show sharing exciting information that can help you become an elite contestant. On Pageant Talk Radio, we understand the importance of developing real skills that translate to real pageant success. We want to make sure you have all the information you need to make this year your best pageant year ever. Well, today's show is dedicated to all of the contestants who are trying to break into the modeling, acting, broadcasting, or entertainment industries. I'll be talking with nationally known acting coach Mark Dussault. And then I'll also be joining me will be Jenna Edwards, Miss Florida USA 2007, and Janice McQueen Ward, Mrs. United States 1999. And we're going to be talking about everything you need to know to be successful in the entertainment world. Today's show is going to be a great conversation among friends. So if you're listening live and have always wanted to call in and say hello, ask a question, or share a comment, this is the show to do it. Just give us a call at 888-463-6748. That's 888. Go for it. We're looking forward to hearing from you. Well, I want to let everyone know about a new great resource for pageant contestants and those interested in following pageantry. It's called Splash and Sparkle, and its owner and site designer is Christina Rowe. Hey, shout out to Christina. It's a great resource for contestants who want to learn about how to market themselves, about the benefits of competing in pageants. They want to learn about photo shoots, appearance opportunities, and everything else having to deal with pageantry. So check out Christina Rowe's new pageant resource website at splashandsparkle.com. Good luck, Christina. I know it's going to be very successful. I also want to let you know that enrollment is open for my fabulous pageant platform teleseminar, which will be held the first two Tuesday evenings in December. A teleseminar is perfect for those of you who have a busy schedule because you can call in from any location. Plus, you'll receive an audio file of the teleseminar to listen to at any time. In addition, you'll receive a workbook to walk you through the steps to developing your perfect pageant platform. I'm going to cover everything from picking your topic to developing the actual platform and how to really work that platform in your paperwork and doing your interview. The two-session workshop will be recorded, so if you're late to the call or miss the call completely, we can easily email you the audio file. To sign up and make sure your perfect pageant platform is Pageant Fab for 2010, just go to www.perfectpageantplatform today. That's hard to say, perfectpageantplatform.com today. We also want to congratulate the Mrs. and Ms. Corporate America pageant on their brand new website. They gave that website a makeover, and it looks pageant fab. To check out their new look, just visit their website at www.mscorporateamerica.com. And lastly, I want to remind everyone that I will be in Las Vegas at Planet Hollywood during Miss America Week, January 25th through the 30th. And yes, I will be accepting a few private coaching appointments for those of you that are going to be there for Miss America Week. As you know, it's almost impossible to get a private coaching appointment with me when I'm on the road, but we worked really hard to arrange the schedule this time so that I can work you in. If you'd like to let Kelly know what If you'd like to contact Kelly, you can send us an email to schedule a Las Vegas Miss America appointment. Just send that email to us at info@valeriehayes.com. And I'm looking forward to seeing everyone in Vegas. Well, my guests on today's shows are here to help you or someone you love transition from the pageant community into the entertainment industry. My first guest, Mark Dussault of Act True, is an acting coach and the official acting coach of the Miss Florida USA pageant. The Act True actor star on Broadway, primetime TV, teen sitcoms, American and Latin soap operas, independent films, national commercials. It just goes on and on because Act True brings proven professional creative acting process to actors located in New York, Los Angeles, Denver, Chicago, Atlanta, Orlando, and Miami. We're so excited to have Mark with us today. Mark, welcome to Pageant Talk Radio.
It's a pleasure to be here. I'd like to meet that guy you were talking about.
It just sounds good when someone else reads our own bio, doesn't it, Mark? Are you just
like
feeling
that.
Better about yourself already? Well, now,
it's a pleasure to be here.
of course, have an amazing resume and background of coaching successful actors. How did you become an acting coach, Mark?
I was actually told to do it. I had the honor of assistant directing the late, great Charles Nelson Reilly, who is a noted Broadway director, Tony Award-winning actor, television
director. Oh, yeah, he's
director,
iconic.
And opera director. People know him as the very, very funny man from TV, but in the industry, he was known as a true artist, Uta Hagen, Julie Harris, Piper Laurie, James Earl Jones. These are the people that would invite him to direct their one-person shows on Broadway. So he was also a noted master teacher. And one day on his yacht, he said to me in Marina Del Rey, he says, you must teach now. And so when someone of that background says that, you just follow, you follow their guidance.
And when did it happen that acting and pageantry became connected for you, Mark?
It was a wonderful, wonderful combination of things. Grant Gravitt Jr. of the Miss Florida USA pageant organization contacted me about an associate of his who needed coaching. He'd heard about me through the industry. And from there, they invited me to be part of their team. And I'm the official acting coach for Miss Florida USA, and I help these wonderful young leaders of tomorrow, because I really believe they are. These are the A-type personality people that I have ever worked with. And I help them make the transition from what they discover, their own personalities, their own strength in terms of the social environment, the community, business. And I help them make transition to, like, Kristen Brissett is now a noted, on-air journalist up in Baltimore. I think she's the new Baltimore market.
Right.
Jenna's doing TV now. She's has her own show. Anastasia Pierre, she is now modeling all over the world. She was in London doing things. So it's not hard to help these people when they are that talented and that driven and that focused in the first place.
Well, and when they have a great coach like you, Mark. I know that at Act True, you guys focus on the Hagen process. What exactly is the Hagen acting process?
The Hagen process, developed by Uta Hagen, looks at how thought creates behavior. We don't look at be happy, be sad, be sexy, be cute, be sarcastic. We don't look at any of those emotional things. We don't look at any externals. We don't try and put on an air. We don't try and act a particular way. We don't try and, put on a sense of confidence. Those are all externals that are not grounded in the human experience. They're not from within. So we look at our thoughts. For example, when I work with a pageant contestant, when they're worried about their essence, their stage presence, I ask them to develop an inner monologue, we call it in our process, an inner thought process of actually relating to someone in their imagination as they walk out on that stage and they see nothing but lights and flashlights and flashes going off and they hear the roar. It's such an impersonal experience. They're supposed to be putting on their best, but what is their best? Your best only comes out when you're in a one-on-one relationship, when you're caring for someone or assisting someone or sharing with someone. So we create an internal experience, images that create the expression, which we call behavior.
So what's the difference between acting and truthful human behavior?
For us, none. That's a wonderful question. You phrased it so well. There is none. We don't even believe there is any acting unless it's truthful human behavior. There are things that come after that. Styles, commedia dell'arte, German expressionism, French farce. These things are added on top of this first thing we must learn, the a priori, our foundation, which is truthful human behavior. What is so often being taught in the industry now is these quick weekend workshops, and they teach you the five easy steps for television stardom, the tricks you need to get on a national commercial. And what you end up learning is externals, artificialities. They will never, ever be the foundation for art. They may be the foundation for getting a national commercial or doing a quirky little show, but it won't be the foundation for the longevity of a career. The people that I have worked with and the people who have trained me over the last 20 years have had 40, 50, and 60-year careers at the top of the industry. They've been working on Broadway, in film, on television, all of that, from when they're 20s until they're into their 80s. And to have that kind of longevity is the true proof of your technique.
So is imagery in action part of the Hagen acting process, or is that something separate?
That's an aspect of Stanislavski. Konstantin Stanislavski, the great Russian director and acting teacher who developed all of this process that we work from, Strasberg, Adler, Bobby Lewis, Meisner, Eric Morris, Uta Hagen. They all come from his first premise that action with thought is behavior. He looked at human beings, and he saw, why is it so interesting to sit in the park or at the airport, and you can watch people, and time just flies by because you're just staring at people all the way across the lobby. You can't hear what they're saying. There's nothing emotional in their voice. There's nothing that's engaging you. There's no music underscore, no quick editing. It's just their behavior, and you just stare at people for hours because truth is undeniable. So before we learn how to be funny on TV, before we learn how to say a funny line, or before we learn how to cry and be emotional and maybe be dramatic, first we learn what makes human beings do what they do. It is our thoughts, the things we want, the obstacles that are in that way, and the actions that we take to fulfill our want, to get our want. That's human. And if you can do that on stage and on camera, audiences will be engaged by your work.
Right, and that's what the great actors do. Those who start out in kind of rinky-dink, box-type sitcoms, but then move on to successful film careers where they're playing a variety of roles and characters. So when a pageant contestant has decided at some point in her pageant career that she'd like to transition into the entertainment field and become acting, should she just run out and start doing auditions? Should she get an acting coach? What is the first step, Mark?
Well, first let me say to the pageant contestants, you already have so many wonderful skills that are going to be used throughout your career. You have self-confidence, one of the greatest gifts, one of the greatest talents you can have. You believe in yourself. You also have the proven and tested skills of conviction and commitment and sacrifice. You will do what it takes to get what you want. That's another great, great talent already. Now, when we start talking about what we think are the artistic talents, wit, intelligence, sensitivity, vulnerability, speaking abilities, or physicality, if you have a look, all those kinds of things which are used in our work, I say train. You've got to train because it's an art form built upon a craft. Yes, if you're beautiful, and this holds for men as well, if you're good looking, yes, doors will open. But those doors will close pretty fast in the industry that's as competitive as ours if you don't also have the ability to transition from role to role. It's the exception that proves the rule, that there are these personality types that can do the same kind of character over and over and over again because they have some type of smoky, interesting quality, or they're the quirky person. They play over and over and over. That's not the standard. You've got to be able to play a variety of characters, and that takes the investigative process of, well, Meisner, Adler, Strasberg, Hagen, whatever your technique, they all work, and they all focus on a different thing. But without training, I mean, look at all the training that pageant people go through.
Right.
The dance.
To make it look easy, quote unquote, easy on stage, right?
Oh, exactly. The greatest ease that is shown by the great actors on film and stage are the ones who have been doing it for years and years. I really don't believe in natural talents because in actuality, the greatest natural talent is the person in the 7-Eleven or over at the dry cleaners because they're human. There's your greatest talent. There's your greatest natural talent. It's so hard for us to then take on their personality, to take on their thought process, to take on their wants, their obstacles, their loves, their hates, their fears. That takes a deep, deep gift and craft. Meryl Streep, Kevin Spacey, Daniel Day-Lewis, Gary Oldman, these people that impress me, Gary Oldman especially, and Daniel Day-Lewis, these people truly impress me because they transform.
Yeah, Gary Oldman is really impressive. And I have to say, my favorite actress is Meryl Streep. I love how she does drama and ridiculously silly comedies. And it's amazing.
Yeah.
She goes back and forth.
She was nominated for a Tony on Broadway.
Yeah, so right. And who knew she could sing?
Al Pacino, the great Al Pacino, when we think of the great, great film actors, he only has one Oscar, but he has two Tony Awards and one Obie Award for off-Broadway. So he has three times as many awards for stage as he does for film. So is he a stage actor or a film actor? He would say to you, I'm an actor, which means
right.
I do what I need to do to make a living at something I love and doing it at the highest standard possible.
Well, now, once a contestant has decided that she's really going to become an artist and she wants to get training, what should she be looking for in an acting coach or a workshop or some kind of situation like Act True, which is fabulous. Everyone should check them out at their website, acttrue.com. What should they be looking for in an acting training program?
Well, depending upon their age, if we're talking about Miss Teen, we have a 16, 17, 18-year-old young woman. She still has the possibility of 4 years of college to go off and go to Ball State, Cincinnati Conservatory of Music, Carnegie Mellon, Juilliard, Yale, you know, these fine, Michigan, fine schools, Actors Conservatory, Theater in San Francisco, USC. There's some fine schools around the country, and you get a deep, well-rounded, holistic acting process. You'd be taking dance and voice, diction, all the theater classes, and you'd be learning the history of theater and all those kinds of things. If we're talking about a young woman, she's in the Miss pageantry. We're talking about someone in their 20s. They want to make the move to New York or Los Angeles, and then look for someone who teaches a proven process, such as Stella Adler, Lee Strasberg, Sanford Meisner, Uta Hagen. There's also the Eric Morris process. But look for someone who has a direct tie back to that great master in some way. Because many people have taken classes with the great masters or someone who's taught that process, and then they go off and teach.
So it's okay to ask them what their process is and how they were trained in that process.
You must. It's going to be your investment of time, and more importantly, and money. It's going to be your investment of your sensibility. It's going to be your investment of the way you're going to create your art. This is going to be the way that you release your vulnerability, your uniqueness. And if you're not working from a process that really honors that, I cannot tell you the number of horror stories that I have heard from my clients who have gone in for a weekend workshop. And we're on the radio. I can't even mention some of the things that have happened in some of these workshops. The manipulation, that's the word, the absolute manipulation of teachers who get people to divulge personal histories to get them into a vulnerable state. And then they say, oh, that's where we need to go. That's the thing I'm looking for. That's complete and total manipulation. It is a craft. It is not psychiatry. It is not psychology. It is a craft that then can lead to art. And we, as Miss Hagen used to say, theater is not a place where you find yourself. You need to be a whole human being when you come into our work. Don't come in there because you think you're exotic and different and I need to. It's an art form, and you must be your whole artist before you even begin this. You must be a whole human being. And that's why we work from humanity. We don't work from, play a role. We work first from being a human.
Right. I think that's a great point, that you have to be a whole human being. It's not psychology. It's not a place where you go to find yourself, because we find that in the pageant industry. Many contestants are competing because they think they're going to find something that they're looking for, that they're going to fulfill an unmet emotional or ego need. And it really doesn't happen that way. You really do have to be, the glass has to be full to begin with before you can be a real person on stage.
So well said. Very much true. How can you be offering yourself to an industry that says you're going to be a leader of tomorrow, which is the premise for pageantry, because these are people are going to be spokespersons, they're going to be representative of their communities, of a particular or a number of charities, organizations. How can you represent others if you don't know who you are in the first place? If you don't have a moral, and I use that word strongly, a moral sense of your right and your wrong, of what you believe life is for and why we fight for it, why would I want to be in the audience and say, I want to follow that person, she represents me, if she's coming out onto the stage going, love me, please
right.
applaud for me. If you're going in, if you've got a hole that you got to fill with someone else's attention, you really haven't got anything to give in the first place. So you're a taker, not a giver.
Yeah, that's a really great point. If you're feeling like you want them to love you and you're looking for their affirmation to make you feel good, you're right. You're taking that giving, and it really is a leadership position where people will be following you. Well, Mark, I'm so thrilled that you were able to take time to visit us with us today and share us this information. We really appreciate your being on Pageant Talk
I'm
Radio.
I'm very happy to be here, and I thank you for the work that you do, too. These are wonderful young people, and I'm glad to be part of it.
Well, thanks so much, Mark. I've been talking with Mark Dussault of Act True, the official acting coach of the Miss Florida U.S. organization to check out Mark's website and get some good, solid training. Just visit his website at www.acttrue.com or click on the link on the Pageant Talk Radio show page. It's already time for a short break, but stay tuned because I'll be right back with an Act True veteran, Jenna Edwards, Miss Florida USA 2007, who's going to tell us about her successful transition into the entertainment industry. So stay tuned. We'll be right back here on Pageant Talk Radio.
Do you have the number one tool used by elite title holders to create a winning pageant interview? Do you want to ace any question during your pageant interview? You need to get your copy of Valerie's 501 Perfect Practice Pageant Questions today. The biggest mistake contestants make when practicing is using a limited list of practice questions. If you're practicing on your own or with the same partner, you're going to be practicing the same 50 or 60 questions over and over again. It's just hard to think of a wide variety of practice questions on your own. Valerie's 501 Perfect Practice Pageant Questions eliminates that problem and helps you prepare to answer any pageant interview question. Plus, the questions are specific to your competition division, teen, miss, or Mrs. and Ms. Valerie's 501 Perfect Practice Pageant Questions is a downloadable ebook. Just download it to your computer, print it out, and start developing your interview skills today. Visit Valerie's website, www.valeriehays.com, and click on Shop. With Valerie's Perfect Practice Pageant Questions, you're on your way to a winning pageant interview. Are you looking to pump up the volume and versatility of your pageant hairstyle? At pageantfaces.com, we've got all the options you need to create the look you've been dreaming of without damaging your natural hair. We offer undetectable clip-in extensions, micro-mini clamp hair extensions, collagen bond extensions, as well as fusion extensions. Why take a gamble on off-the-rack extensions when you can have custom-selected extensions that are right for you? Visit pageantfaces.com today or email us at imageconsulting@airmail.net. Let us help you find the perfect extensions for your winning look. Hollywood Fashion Tape, the star's secret to looking perfectly put together, is also the favorite fashion solution company for the pageant world. The creators of the original hypoallergenic double stick tape used to prevent wardrobe malfunctions, Hollywood Fashion Tape also offers a wide assortment of clever, problem-solving products designed to give you a competitive edge on stage or off. From our guaranteed no-show concealers to our never-fail breast lift tape, we've got you covered. Visit HollywoodFashionTape.com and see how you can have the same confidence the stars have when walking your red carpet. Are you looking for couture jewelry to create your winning look? Internationally known pageant jewelry designer Stephanie Summers has been creating crowning looks for elite contestants across all the major pageant systems for over a decade. Whether you select a custom piece of jewelry handcrafted to match your wardrobe exactly, or you wear something special from Stephanie's new, affordably priced trifles collection, you'll stand out as a contestant who's ready to wear the crown. Why spend all that money on a great gown and then wear run-of-the-mill jewelry? Visit www.stephaniesummers.com today and let her create the jewelry of your dreams.